USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. On ABC's This Week, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was questioned by Martha Raddatz on how much of an impact the tape recordings Mr. Cohen has of conversations with Trump or the emergence of alleged reports would have on the Mueller investigation. Christie says there may not be anything to prosecute.
We need to, everyone needs to take a step back here. And there's a certain level of hysteria that goes along with this story, the way it's reported. And quite frankly, I don't think that what we know right now merits that.
Also on ABC's This Week, Republican Senator James Lankford said the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is staying focused on their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. He says his main concern is Russia's attempt to promote chaos.
It is a big issue for us. It's a big issue for the president and for the presidency. But we should make sure that we stay on focus, that the Russians are clearly our threat here.
Lankford says the U.S. should respond with sanctions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's Right, the number 2, and Voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's Right, the number 2, and Voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Congressman Steve Stivers was on ABC's This Week. The Republican from Ohio pushed for President Trump's immigration policy. He strongly opposed the Democratic Party solution to handling border control, referring specifically to their call for the end of ICE.
We're going to get better policies on immigration. The president, I think, wants us to have policies that work for America and work for Americans, and I think that's what we are going to move forward with.
Stiver says ICE agents keep us safe from human trafficking and from drugs and from terrorists that went across our border. A manhunt is underway in New Orleans for two suspects accused of killing 3 people and injuring 7 others in New Orleans. Police Chief Michael Harrison was at the scene.
They appeared to have fired indiscriminately into the crowd, striking all 10 of those individuals. What we know right now is that the 7 individuals at the hospital, 1 went into surgery that we believe was critical, 6 were in various conditions but non-life-threatening.
The suspects were wearing hoodies. Dead at the scene were 2 men and 1 woman. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency is under investigation for allegedly sexually harassing a female employee. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Melvin Watt, whose agency oversees the mortgage finance companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is the focus of an investigation being conducted by the United States Postal Service, which isn't commenting on it. But Politico reports it's in connection with a woman's claims that in 2016, Watt made several unwanted sexual advances to her during a meeting to discuss her career and salary. Watt, a Democrat appointed in 2013 by President Barack Obama, says he's the victim of politically motivated leaks, and he says he broke no laws. In a statement to the New York Times, he says, quote, "The selective leaks related to this matter are obviously intended to embarrass or to lead to an unfounded or political conclusion." Watt adds he's confident the investigation will confirm his innocence.
Broadcaster Bob Costas accepts the 2018 Ford C. Frick Award at the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. He says he remembers the day Vin Scully called him in to welcome him to the Hall of Famers Club.
This past December, on the day my selection was announced, among the first to call me was Vin Scully. Even on a winter morning, that voice shines like a sunbeam. He was his typically gracious and engaging self, and he concluded by saying, "Bob, I couldn't be happier for you. Welcome."